Welcome to the PMPA's Speaking of Precision podcast, featuring your hosts, Carly Kistler-Miller, David Wynn, and Miles Free.
Hello, I'm Miles Free, and welcome to PMPA's Speaking of Precision podcast. Carly Kistler-Miller and David Wynn have joined me today, and we are going to discuss, is there lead in steel? Welcome, Carly. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Miles.
Thank you, Miles.
All right, I'm sorry, but isn't this a dull question?
Well, it is and it isn't. Okay. So there are grades and forms of steel to which lead is deliberately, intentionally added.
Okay.
And there are forms of steel that it's not.
Oh, see, now that just shows how naive I am about materials. I thought lead was a natural part of steel making. Oh, my gosh. Well, oh, my gosh. Listeners, you should see the look on his face. Yes, he has failed as a trainer teaching me steel.
Well, it kind of is on electric arc because there's so much recycle. You know, you got lead steel weights on cars, and then they constantly get thrown in the chunks. So that shows up in steel.
So this is how we can tell when someone's only had 1 or 2 years of chemistry instead of the full course. So what do you think the melting temperature is of lead, Mr. Wynn?
It's like 650, somewhere in there.
621. Let's go with 621 for melting point. What do you think the liquidus temperature, the range of temperatures for the steel to be liquid is?
2800 plus.
Yeah, 25 to 2800. Very good on that. So that's like four times, almost five times the melting point. Do you think that lead's going to be in the steel? It's dense. It's going to separate out while it's liquid. And then when the steel is still hot and solid, the lead is still liquid. Do you think it's going to be entrapped?
I don't know. I know it shows up on certs, and I know that the scrap company yells at you if you get leaded product in regular steel, so I figure it's got to have some way to mix in there. I don't know, maybe when they're stirring the kettle or something, it finds its way back in.
Is this the equivalent of oil and water?
It's the equivalent of heavier water and lighter oil, yeah.
Okay.
Heavy water, we're making nukes now.
Yeah. So I don't know that anybody's added lead to flat roll steel, so there's no lead in the steel that's stamped to make your stove or dishwasher panels or refrigerator.
So it's okay to lick it?
Yeah, it's okay to lick it.
Okay,
that's
good.
Why the toddlers can play with their magnets on it. And the same with the auto bodies, the trunk panels, you know, if you find one that's steel these days, you know, not leaded, right. So bars and pilings, there's no reason to put lead in pilings. I mean, why would you do it? But lead is intentionally added to some bar products, some grades, to facilitate machining. And while you might say, well, lead's bad, you shouldn't do that, the fact of the matter is it saves about 25% of the power required, reduces the time required by about 25%. And so your carbon footprint is greatly reduced by having lead in steel for machining. And as well, we can get better finish properties. So there's a place for lead. And even though the Europeans forbid it with some of their regulations, they exempt it for machining purposes.
Really?
Really.
Because that's how important it can be for machining.
That's how important it is for machining.
Okay.
It can make the difference in machinable or not machinable.
Flat out, huh?
Yeah.
So are steels with lead more expensive?
They are.
Okay.
They are more expensive. But let's get back to the original question. Is there lead in steel? In most cases, it's probably not there in an amount that would be discernible by normal means. So it's going to be at some second or third decimal place in the regular steel because it's separated by gravity while it was hot and it was separated out by solidification. So very little carryover. Where it went, David, was in the slag pot.
Okay.
It went out with the slag. It went out with the stools. Well, we don't use stools for ingots anymore, but that's another issue. So the European Union has three regulations, end-of-life vehicles, RoHS, and REACH, and for steel, copper, and aluminum, there are exemptions 6A, 6B, 6C that allow lead for machining purposes in steel, aluminum, and in copper alloys.
So those, here's another stupid question. Those three things only apply to European, not to us?
No, they're European Union rules, but our customers make things that go into devices, appliances, medical equipment that gets exported to Europe.
Right. Okay.
Right. So this is a major issue for our shops. They'll have a customer say, "Hey, I need you to fill out this form from Ascent Compliance or somebody about RoHS." And I said, "Well, is the part leaded or not leaded?" "Well, it is." "Well, what kind of category of equipment does it go in? Is it appliances? Is it control, instrumentation, that kind of thing?" And then we can determine whether the 6A or 6B or 6C exemptions apply.
Okay. So then I've heard you talk about 12L14, and I know that stands for lead. Is it the same for stainless?
It's not, and that's a great discrimination. 316L has no lead.
Oh, well, that's just mean.
It's the L in stainless steels stands for low carbon.
Low carbon.
Many years ago, my dad, before he became a master in the screw machine business, quoted a job out of 316L and thought that meant leaded. And boy, oh boy, I don't even know if they ever got that job to run. It was a very complex job.
They probably called him young Sparky. And green. Probably called him Sparky trying to do that.
Doesn't sound like a good nickname.
Not on
I've heard that story so many times. I've learned very well. When you see it L in stainless, it means tough.
It does. Low carbon, not it's going to be gummy. It's going to build up on the tools. You're plowing it, not cutting it.
Yeah.
You know, chips that'll saw your leg off.
So is there such thing as a leaded stainless steel?
There's not, actually, to my knowledge. When you put lead in stainless steel, it does a liquid metal embrittlement thing at rolling temperatures and makes it what we call hot short, and the billets will actually fall apart on the mill rather than roll. So never seen lead in stainless steel, not even in technical papers.
Okay.
Although David's father might have back, hello, here, watch this word. So in the European grades, their grade system will show the elemental initials, the elemental symbol for lead, which is PB. So it'll have a PB, 11SMN.
I've seen that on things.
You've seen that. That means lead. You're in Europe now,
okay.
You know. Beer, not soda, and no ice in the drink, and PB means lead. Okay, over here we'll stick a L in the middle of the grade and say it's lead.
But not for stainless. Look at me, I'm picking up on this stuff.
Right.
All right, what else do we need to know?
So I'd like everybody that's listening this to think with me about a simple question. When does zero mean zero?
Am I supposed to get all zen or something about this?
Well, here's the point. As David said, if you look hard enough, if you get an X-ray fluorescent and or an electron microscope and you go snooping, at some point you're going to find a couple of lead atoms somewhere.
Okay.
Is the fourth decimal place zero?
Oh, okay. Now
is the fifth decimal place zero? I mean, when we're talking parts per million, you know, I remember when parts per million was nothing, right? That's nothing. It's ppm. Now we're counting atoms. I mean, I just sent David a video the other day of a femtosecond photography camera. It's a trillionth of a second. a trillionth of a second. Is that zero?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some shutter time right there. I thought 1/8,000th was awesome.
Well, here's that's right. So that's my point. There, I can't really say there's no lead because somebody somewhere could grind this thing down. And, you know, it could have been lead from lint on a sweater that somebody brushed against. But is there an atom of lead somewhere? You know, maybe. But is there measurable? Is there an identifiable? Is there enough lead to make an action? And the answer to that is definitely not unless it's deliberately added.
Okay.
Or it's soldered together with a leaded solder, which we're not doing anymore for in the food business.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Keep that out of our food.
So, you know, lead is deliberately added. It's intentionally added to improve machinability. It's not added and not encountered in steels that aren't machined, different forms and grades that aren't machined or require chip removal. And to answer the question, it's a false dichotomy to say either there is or there isn't, because zero disappeared in my lifetime. When I was born, zero existed. There was no lead in that. And today, if we give it to somebody at MIT, they'll find 5 atoms and say, yes, there is.
Because the technology
The technology made zero irrelevant. There's no longer zero.
It's 0.000
right.
Something.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, what's zero? And you know, the way to the most, you know, interesting way I can think of to explain what this means is they just rolled out supervised full self-driving on Teslas this month. And what they said is they're at 99.99% safer than a human driver. And what they're saying is for full adoption, they need to be 99.999 times safer than a human driver. And I think my personal belief is if they get 1 million drivers for a month driving, they may just get enough data into their AI to be able to get one more decimal place.
So that's why they're giving the
improvement.
Month free.
That's to gather the data.
Well,
you know, it could be sales, it could be whatever. But I'm saying even if you don't buy the FSD, the full self-driving, you've just given them a month worth of training on their AI. Thank you very much.
That's brilliant.
So while we're on the subject, if you want to be really aggravated, and you can now add,
that's
you
why
can
I'm
now,
here.
You can now add this. You can add this to your resume. You are now a book translator for Google. You know those CAPTCHA things?
Yeah.
Did you ever wonder how many billions of those there are?
No.
And did you ever wonder how many two-word things there are? Where'd they come up with those?
No.
So the computers couldn't decode the text in the old books. So they programmed their computers to take two words each out of the word, and then us humans trained the computer that these symbols equal these words equal these words. We typed it in, and we've pretty much translated everything for Google that they needed.
That was very nice of us.
Yes. So add it to your resume.
Okay.
Text transliterator.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny, because I saw a new one the other day. Well, I know we're going off the rails here, but it wasn't pictures. It was... here are 3 things. Which one's different?
Doesn't belong. Which doesn't belong?
Or which one of these is an animal? And you had to type it in. Oh my gosh, we're training the computers.
We're training the computers, and that
the AI
wraps up,
is requesting your service.
That wraps up our podcast on Is There Lead in Steel, and the disappearing zero. Thank you for joining us.
For additional information, please visit pmpa.org, where you can find our knowledge centers filled with articles, webinars, more podcasts, and other resources for precision machining.
Yes, And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss one. Plus, check out our Speaking of Suppliers podcast, where we talk to PMPA technical members and learn how they can help our shops.
And if you aren't already taking advantage of a PMPA membership, be sure to check out PMPA.org and learn how we can help you thrive. And why is a PMPA membership important, Miles and Dave?
Because we are better together.
Don't forget to join us next Monday on Speaking of Precision.